湖州、衢州、丽水三地市高三教学质量检测。英语科听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转图到答题卡上。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段录音播放两遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
Look at the weather outside. This always happens when we plan a trip.
Let's go anyway. The mountains are lovely in the snow. In fact, it's better than seeing them in the sun.
Look at the weather outside. This always happens when we plan a trip.
Let's go anyway. The mountains are lovely in the snow. In fact, it's better than seeing them in the sun.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
The train leaves in 35 minutes.
Oh, it's only a quarter to seven now, so we have enough time to get prepared.
The train leaves in 35 minutes.
Oh, it's only a quarter to seven now, so we have enough time to get prepared.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
The admission fee of the gallery is $10 per person. I think that's pretty expensive for a single exhibit.
But if we have student cards, we can get in for two.
Really? Let's have a try. The admission fee of the gallery is $10 per person. I think that's pretty expensive for a single exhibit.
But if we have student cards, we can get in for two.
Really? Let's have a try.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
Hello, is that Jane? This is David from Johnson's Electronics.
Hello, David. What can I do for you?
It's this visit by Mr. Johnson. I'm afraid he's had an emergency and won't be able to make it this time. Hello, is that Jane? This is David from Johnson's Electronics.
Hello, David. What can I do for you?
It's this visit by Mr. Johnson. I'm afraid he's had an emergency and won't be able to make it this time.
听下面的录音，回答第五小题。
I know from your accent that you are from the South.For all I know, Southerners preferred cooked rice, while Northerners love the food made of wheat flour.
Yes, I had a hard time getting used to the food when I first came here.
I know from your accent that you are from the South. For all I know, Southerners preferred cooked rice, while Northerners love the food made of wheat flour.
Yes, I had a hard time getting used to the food when I first came here.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间。每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Good morning. How may I help you today?
I'd like to change this sweater that my daughter bought here last week in the women's clothing department. See? A collar button is missing here.
I see. Would you like the same one or a similar one?
I'd prefer the same sweater if I can. It's my favorite color and fits me perfectly. It's so hard to find exactly what you want these days.
Good morning. How may I help you today?
I'd like to change this sweater that my daughter bought here last week in the women's clothing department. See? A collar button is missing here.
I see. Would you like the same one or a similar one?
I'd prefer the same sweater if I can. It's my favorite color and fits me perfectly. It's so hard to find exactly what you want these days.
听下面的录音，回答第八至第十小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, who is that?
Hi, this is Robert. I think that's my mom's phone. She must have left it near the Maple Street bus stop.
Yes, I found it here on the ground. I tried to reach you, but I don't know the password.
Oh, that's kind of you. We're heading back now. Can you hold on to it for a few minutes?
Well, just to confirm, how do I know it's yours?
Oh, the phone case is pink with a white cat on it.
Yes, that matches.But right now, I'm in a hurry to attend a meeting at the Grand Maple Hotel. It's just 5 minutes walk from the bus stop. Could we meet at the entrance?
Sure. How will we recognize you?
I'm wearing a red scarf.
Okay, see you.
Hello, who is that?
Hi, this is Robert. I think that's my mom's phone. She must have left it near the Maple Street bus stop.
Yes, I found it here on the ground.I tried to reach you, but I don't know the password.
Oh, that's kind of you. We're heading back now. Can you hold on to it for a few minutes?
Well, just to confirm, how do I know it's yours?
Oh, the phone case is pink with a white cat on it.
Yes, that matches. But right now, I'm in a hurry to attend a meeting at the Grand Maple Hotel. It's just 5 minutes walk from the bus stop. Could we meet at the entrance?
Sure.How will we recognize you?
I'm wearing a red scarf.
Okay, see you.
Listen to 下面的录音，回答第十一至第十三小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Danny. Thanks for joining me. When you first decided to homeschool your kid, what concerned you most?
Honestly, the money issue.As a single mom, I had to quit my well-paid job as a loan manager. I worried if I could make ends meet while focusing on my daughter's education.
Then what do you do to afford homeschooling?
Well, we cut back on things like vacations, dining out, and other unnecessary expenses. and at times I've had to rely on some financial help from my family. They understand me well, given that I don't have a stable job now.
That sounds challenging, but what is the best part of homeschooling as a single parent?
The strong bond with my daughter. We have quality time together, which is priceless.
Oh, that is rewarding, but also demanding.
Yes, managing everything alone, definitely.
Hi, Danny. Thanks for joining me. When you first decided to homeschool your kid, what concerned you most?
Honestly, the money issue. As a single mom, I had to quit my well-paid job as a loan manager. I worried if I could make ends meet while focusing on my daughter's education.
Then what do you do to afford homeschooling?
Well, we cut back on things like vacations, dining out, and other unnecessary expenses. And at times, I've had to rely on some financial help from my family. They understand me well, given that I don't have a stable job now.
That sounds challenging. But what is the best part of homeschooling as a single parent?
The strong bond with my daughter. We have quality time together, which is priceless.
Oh, that is rewarding, but also demanding.
Yes, managing everything alone, definitely.
听下面的录音，回答第十四至第十六小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome, Kathleen White. We're eager to learn about your latest work. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. I'm delighted to talk about my new novel, Echoes of the Heart. It follows the story of a young musician and a mysterious stranger who cross their paths in a coastal town.
What inspired you to write this story?
I wanted to explore the connection between two individuals from different backgrounds and how their unexpected friendship challenged their beliefs and life choices.
How long did it take you to write the novel, and did your initial idea change much?
It took about 8 months. The frame of the story remained the same, but the characters grew as I wrote them.
Were there any surprises during the journey?
The writing process was surprisingly smooth. I typically go through many drafts, but this time, the narrative seemed to flow naturally. This novel is a departure from my previous books. It focuses more on personal growth and less on external conflicts. I hope it resonates with readers on a deeper level.
Any advice for other writers?
Never give up. It's an overused piece of advice, but it's the key. As long as you keep writing, you'll make progress.
Welcome, Kathleen White. We're eager to learn about your latest work. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. I'm delighted to talk about my new novel, Echoes of the Heart. It follows the story of a young musician and a mysterious stranger who cross their paths in a coastal town.
What inspired you to write this story?
I wanted to explore the connection between two individuals from different backgrounds and how their unexpected friendship challenged their beliefs and life choices.
How long did it take you to write the novel, and did your initial idea change much?
It took about 8 months. The frame of the story remained the same, but the characters grew as I wrote them.
Were there any surprises during the journey?
The writing process was surprisingly smooth. I typically go through many drafts, but this time, the narrative seemed to flow naturally. This novel is a departure from my previous books. It focuses more on personal growth and less on external conflicts. I hope it resonates with readers on a deeper level.
Any advice for other writers?
Never give up. It's an overused piece of advice, but it's the key. As long as you keep writing, you'll make progress.
听下面的录音，回答第十七至第二十小题。现在 你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
It's 6 p.m. Instead of running to a chain cafe to buy an overpriced meal, wouldn't it be amazing if you could both save money and do your bit for the environment by ordering a sandwich that would otherwise be thrown away by a restaurant via an app? Yum Now aims to give you exactly that option. It helps restaurants sell the extra quantity of meals at flexible, reduced prices. Roughly 13 billion pounds worth of food is wasted every year in the UK. That's 7.3 million tons. Restaurants contribute to 30% of that waste, which can be avoided. Yum Now is aiming to resolve the problem of restaurants having fixed menus, prices, and delivery options. By listing extra food they have on the app at a price lower than it's normally sold for, the restaurants are selling products that would otherwise be thrown away and are able to positively react to changes in demand for food. Hendrik Buchner, the founder, started the app after feeling guilty about his own food waste. He said, "After my degree in economics at university, I traveled to Southeast Asia. I was on a tight budget, so I bought a lot of my food in supermarkets and would often have leftovers. I often ended up throwing the food away. That's where the idea of the app started, with my desire to repurpose food for other people." It's 6 p.m. Instead of running to a chain cafe to buy an overpriced meal, wouldn't it be amazing if you could both save money and do your bit for the environment by ordering a sandwich that would otherwise be thrown away by a restaurant via an app? Yum Now aims to give you exactly that option. It helps restaurants sell the extra quantity of meals at flexible, reduced prices. Roughly 13 billion pounds worth of food is wasted every year in the UK. That's 7.3 million tons. Restaurants contribute to 30% of that waste, which can be avoided. Yum Now is aiming to resolve the problem of restaurants having fixed menus, prices, and delivery options. By listing extra food they have on the app at a price lower than it's normally sold for, the restaurants are selling products that would otherwise be thrown away and are able to positively react to changes in demand for food. Hendrik Buchner, the founder, started the app after feeling guilty about his own food waste. He said, "After my degree in economics at university, I traveled to Southeast Asia. I was on a tight budget, so I bought a lot of my food in supermarkets and would often have leftovers. I often ended up throwing the food away. That's where the idea of the app started, with my desire to repurpose food for other people."
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。